type?
There are two major ones that suggest themselves will be the one district, one factory, you know, policy. And of course, the free, you know, SHS. You know. These are major flagship policies of government. We haven't seen the real policies roll out yet, but there have been indications of a determination to roll out these policies very, very soon. We are told that the free SHS will start in September, told that the one district, one factory will start soon. We've seen some enthusiasm among the business community for it. You know, if people have confidence in the economy, it has even implications on the strength of your currency. There has been some stability as far as the currency is concerned.
So if the first 6 months is anything to go by, how do you envisage the country in the next 3 years?
Well, you know that it's extremely difficult to achieve anything within the first 6 months. Because, you know, public policies, no matter how well-intended they are, do not yield instantaneous results. Intentions are necessary, yes. But enthusiasm alone will not grow food, as you say. So we have had some public posturing that suggests that the president is prepared to ensure that you and I get value for money. There has been some public posturing that suggests that we need to reorient ourselves so we can all contribute positively towards the development of the country. So the first 6 months gives me hope, because it gives me a sense that, yes, we are dealing with all manner of people. There may be some elements in there who may be anti-developmental. And for me, that is normal within any organization. You are not going to have everybody working very hard to ensure the success. But you need a good number of them, and you need good laws, and you need good implementation strategies to be able to really galvanize the rest along the path that you want to chart. So if we are able to change our work ethics and our work culture and change the mentality that, look, when it is for government, anything goes, and say that this is for all of us, and therefore we must turn things around. The next 3 years or 3.5 years, we should see some monumental, you know, development as far as this country is concerned.
Political scientist Dr. Evans Agridakun.
The board chairman of the Institute of Economic Affairs